Capitalist South End, we entrepreneurs have been forced by lack of normal fiscal opportunity to adapt to our harsh circumstances. To an outsider, we may appear, somewhat desperate, possibly a little deranged, but once you acclimate a bit to the slower pace of backwash living, you'll apprehend the frontier wisdom of these moss-backed pioneers. From free-range clam herders to hydroponic nettle farmers, from every kind of artist working in every conceivable medium, we got folks scrounging up a marginal living with their bare hands and their even barer wits. Two-Toed Tom is a fine example. For decades he's been farming his pitiful piece of scrub, 5 acres of logged-off old-growth nettle forest that he's been what agriculturalists call amending the soil. Meaning, he's fertilizing with the neighbor's chicken poop droppings to grow his income of Camino cannabis. Of course, pot was illegal, and Two-Toke was, I guess you'd say, a criminal. Kind of a harsh assessment, you ask me, but then I got Daddle Distilleries back in the tundra, so maybe my assessment is a mite biased. Now, of course, with medical marijuana about to be legalized, old Tom is forced to adapt once more. Dr. Tom, he calls himself down at the South End Diner, a local healer, practically a shaman. He's got a few good years, he figures, to make a fast killing before Philip Morris and the big boys grow bud commercially in climate-controlled greenhouses guarded by Blackwater contract soldiers back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Pretty soon, he says, you'll buy weed from Costco in the liquor department, and he'll be back to painting watercolors for the tourist trade at Tyee's store. No one ever said the good times will last forever down at our Shangri-La, but if anyone is ready for unemployment, it's a South Ender.